44, Waste Management of Delaware, Inc.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2544 for the Waste Management of Delaware Incorporated for the extension of employee parking, self-storage, and container storage based upon record made during public hearing for the following reasons. One, this property is located along Trussan Pond Road, a short distance from Route 13, one of the most heavily traveled roads in Sussex County. This is an appropriate location for the limited expansion of the applicant's existing use of the adjacent property through this conditional use. Two, the parcel is an area where there are many businesses, commercial zonings, and uses. All the land on the north side of the Trussan Pond Road from Route 13, the old stage road except for this property is zoned C1. All the land on the south side of Trussan Pond Road is also zoned C1. This use will be consistent with surrounding area and uses. Three, the property is intended as an expansion of the applicant's uses currently existing on its adjacent C1 property just to the west of this site. Although there were comments made during the hearing of possible impacts of the applicant's businesses, these uses can already occur on the applicant's C1 land. This conditional use allows a reasonable expansion of the applicant's use but protects the neighboring properties through appropriate conditions. This property is located in a developing area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. This proposed condition use is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Five, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order prosperity, and welfare of the county. Six, this recommendation is subject to the following uses. A, the use of this site shall be limited to employee parking and empty container storage. No trash trucks or filled containers shall be stored or temporarily parked on the site at any time. No cleaning of equipment, trucks, or containers shall occur on this site. B, all lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, there is an existing fence was screened and installed around the site along Trussan Pond Road and Old Stage Road. This fence and the screening it provides shall maintain at all times. In addition, there shall be vegetated buffer planted along the outside perimeter of this fence along these roads to further screen the facility from the view of the roadways and residential properties across the street. This buffer will also help block noise that may come from the site. These plannings shall comply with the requirements of Section 99-21A, A2, and 3, the Sussex County Code. This detail, the buffer shall be shown on the final site plan. There shall not be an entrance or exit from this site directly onto Trussan Pond Road or Old Stage Road. Instead, this site shall be accessed entirely through the applicant's existing property next to this site. E, no signage of applicant's business shall be permitted on the site. Any signage of this use shall be limited to the applicant's adjacent property. F, all vehicle parking and container storage areas shall be clearly marked on the final site plan and on the site itself. G, no trash or other debris shall be permitted to accumulate on the site. H, any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. I, no trucks or other vehicles associated with the use applicant's business shall be permitted to park or idle along Trussan Pond Road or Old Stage Road at any time. The applicant shall install signage along both of these roadways prohibiting such parking or idling. The location of these signs shall be shown on the final site plan. J, failure to comply with any of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Just real quick, before you finalize that motion, Mr. Allen, and seconded, I just need you to state on the record the answer to the question, because I don't think you were here for that hearing. Did you review the...
I did watch the meeting online.
Okay, and reviewed the information?
Yeah, I reviewed all the information.
Okay, thank you. I just want to make sure we had that on the record.
And I did visit the site several times.
Yeah, thank you. So is that your motion?
Thank you for Mr. Robertson.
I second the motion.
Okay, all right. The motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2544, Waste Management of Delaware, Inc. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the record will show that he did review all the information. Mr. Mears, how's your vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and I do hope that the conditions that are imposed will address some of the neighbors' concerns.